ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Fiji's health minister says that childhood obesity is a disaster in slow motion, and he's calling for a concerted regional effort to combat the disease. His remarks came during this week's Pacific Ending Childhood Obesity Forum in Fiji, which was an inaugural event that brought together government leaders, academics and NGOs from right across the Pacific, as Priyanka Srinivasan reports.
The Pacific's weight problem is nothing new, with many island countries rated among the fattest in the world year after year. But a new network on childhood obesity is hoping to create a uniquely Pacific response to the crisis. The Pacific Ending Childhood Obesity Network Forum, or Pacific ECHO Network, brought together more than 40 healthcare professionals from across the region. They aim to develop a tailored solution to the obesity epidemic facing Pacific children. The meeting was facilitated by the South Pacific community, whose Director General, Colin Tukui Tonga, believes the influence of foreign food marketing is partly to blame for children's ballooning waistlines.
There's so much influence that come in from the outside on what children get fed, on images that they see, images about food and drink, advertising, and there's a general view that these should be limited, that what gets advertised at the moment, most people would say, does not constitute what experts would say is a healthy diet.
He believes that there is a great need to develop a coordinated regional solution to childhood obesity.
You can't have Tonga plug away themselves at trying to limit those images, because the images come in off the internet, made in Australia, New Zealand, US and Canada. This is why collaboration is so important, because a small island in the middle of the Pacific trying to limit these things is not likely to have any impact at all.
An increasing number of Pacific governments are looking to regulations to combat non-communicable diseases. Most significantly, at least 12 Pacific countries have adopted sugar-sweetened beverage taxes, with others looking to do the same soon. Mr. Tukui Tonga says this approach builds on insights gained by attempts to regulate the tobacco industry.
To counteract the effect of the tobacco industry, small island states will have no impact on the industry, and that's where the power of collective action comes into play. The point is that you need to act together, because if you allow yourselves to be picked off one by one for the tobacco industry, we're not going anywhere in a hurry.
Diana Burasova from the McCabe Center for Law and Cancer in Fiji was one of the participants at the ECHO meeting this week. Her organization works with government lawyers across the Pacific to design effective health regulation. She agrees that interference from industrial lobby groups is a constant problem when trying to tackle big health issues like childhood obesity.
Industry interference is significant when it comes to government formulating policies or regulatory measures around these NTD risk factors. So there's been considerable pushback from the industry here in the Pacific region. There's anecdotal evidence and from interactions that we've had with government ministry officials who have encountered all manner of interference.
Last year, in a submission to New Zealand's tax working group, Coca-Cola stated that a tax on sugar-sweetened beverages was, quote, unnecessary and should not be introduced. The company also stated it was already making efforts to reduce the sugar content in its drinks. Nevertheless, Ms. Burasova believes that by sharing experiences and research between Pacific countries, governments can better design more robust regulations based on sound science.
I think there's a lot to be gained from sharing experiences. And, you know, even though the context may vary from each country, there are actually common themes